Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Guyana warmly welcomes the delegation of St. Kitts and Nevis and thanks them for the presentation of their national report. We applaud progress achieved by St. Kitts and Nevis in fulfilling its human rights obligations, particularly in relation to promoting and protecting the rights of women and girls and persons with disabilities. We also congratulate St. Kitts and Nevis for its proactive approach to complying with UPR recommendations, including by collaborating with development partners to build capacity and improve human rights protection for its people. We further note that as in a small island developing state, St. Kitts and Nevis is particularly vulnerable to the effects of climate change and natural disasters. These can have detrimental socioeconomic consequences and threaten to erode key gains achieved in the promotion and protection of human rights. We respectfully recommend that St. Kitts and Nevis continue in its efforts to safeguard against the effects of climate change and address within the context of its climate change adaptation strategy threats posed to its ecosystems and food sources by ocean acidification and salt intrusion caused by carbon emission and sea level rise. We wish St. Kitts and Nevis a successful review. I thank you.